This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I've been giving this one thought for the last couple of days as the Jets get set to take on the Buffalo Bills, a team that I don't like. I don't know how any Jet fan likes the Buffalo Bills, but because they have been so good and so dominant in the AFC East for the last couple of years, and the Jets have had some success against them, especially at MetLife Stadium, have they surpassed the Patriots and the Dolphins on our sports hate list?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
And I go back and forth about it because they're obviously far better. I mean, the Dolphins and the Patriots have not been good. Patriots more recently at the end of the Tom Brady era. The Dolphins, I mean, they've had some good years, but they haven't won a playoff game in a couple of decades. And I wrestle back and forth, and I still think I hate the Dolphins more than I hate the Bills. And I think a part of it is because they're so bad.
Yeah.
Because they're so bad, I can't have them get up. Them getting up would actually bother me.
Yeah, because it jumps you.
Yeah.
In a weird sense.
Yeah.
Even though they've had some successful seasons and been in the postseason, et cetera, they just jump you in being relevant.
I think so. And as far as the Patriots are concerned, I would still put the Patriots above the Buffalo Bills because even though Bill isn't there anymore and Tom isn't there anymore, the hype for Vrabel, the hype for Drake May.
Do you dislike Mike Vrabel?
I dislike the Patriots.
Okay, but
he
you sound like
for them.
They have stunk for the last couple of years.
Yes, yes.
They fired their coach after one Jared Mayo
yes.
after 1 year.
Yes.
And he just disappeared. Nobody knows where Jared Mayo went.
Yeah, where is he?
He's probably getting paid, so why does he have to even worry about it right now? But it is what it is. But Mike Vrabel was a successful, obviously, player, but then a successful head coach in Tennessee, out of your purview. You didn't care about
the
Tennessee Titans.
I wanted him to coach the Jets. So, obviously, I like him as a coach. I think that once he rope-a-doped the Jets and went to New England...
He didn't do anything. The Patriots rope-a-doped Jared Mayo because he was just a place marker until Mike Vrabel became available.
Well, that's their problem. I'm talking about
so
my
it,
problem.
Why is it up? Why is he? He was never coming to the Jets.
Am I supposed to like Mike Vrabel, Tiki?
I mean, I'm just wondering why you hate him.
Well,
I don't care if you like him.
Because of the job he has. Tiki, I love you. Mm. You're a good dude.
Yeah.
If you became the coach of the Dolphins,
you'd still like me.
I'd like it, but I'd hate you.
No, you wouldn't. You'd actually find yourself rooting for the Patriots.
Oh, come on.
You'd be like, you know what? As long as they're not playing the Jets, I think I need the Pats to win.
I think you're nuts. So I still wrestle between my three division rivals, and I lean towards hating the Patriots more than the Dolphins, but that has gone back and forth over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Dolphins retook the lead recently in the Mike McDaniel era, but now that they're just a forest fire, and Vrabel and the Patriots got unneeded hype from everybody, I've gone back towards the Patriots. So I put a poll out like 5 minutes ago, so it's got very early returns. And I said, hey, fellow Jet fans, which team in the AFC East do you despise the most? And I hope you guys haven't looked. Do you have a genuine prediction on what Jet fans say?
I think it's going to be the history of the Pats. So I'm going to say Pats.
You're going to say Patriots.
I think the Dolphins.
You're going to say Dolphins.
Okay. I agree. Dolphins.
All right. So the results, and again, it's only been 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are as one-sided as I've ever seen a poll. It is one of the biggest blowouts a Twitter poll has ever had.
Okay.
76% say the New England Patriots.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The younger fan, all they've dealt with is Brady.
I mean, all they did was torture us.
That's right.
14% say Dolphins, 10% say Bills. And here's the reason I bring this up.
14%. Oh, nobody says Bills?
Nobody basically says the Bills. Here's how this changes. It's so simple. The Jets have to compete with them. Not in a game.
Oh, I see.
Not on a Sunday, but for the division. Like, the Bills have beaten us in big moments, 2015, the Rex Ryan game. You know, the end of the season, Jets are 10-5. If they win, they get in. And it was an awful performance by Ryan Fitzpatrick and Darrell Revis, and the Jets lost in Todd Bowles' first year. And no doubt that game stings. But for the most part, the Bills have just been there.
Yeah.
So I think this poll shows you that our bitterness is about the past. It's about the distant past. Mm-hmm. For the Bills to surpass the Dolphins and Patriots, and it should be easy. Their head coach wanted to compare his players to 9/11 terrorists. Like, it's easy to hate the Buffalo Bills and their overrated fans, the Bills Mafia. Give me a break.
Right. Did you hear they jumped through tables?
Yeah. I heard that.
Right. Wow. By the way, the listening audience might agree with you, but the online audience, it just doesn't affect them the same way.
What do you mean?
The head coach issue that you have.
Oh, they don't care that he compared or wanted his players to act like 9/11
terrorists. It just doesn't resonate the same emotionally with them.
No, it really doesn't.
And every time you try to forget about the Patriots, Tom Brady pops up somewhere else making another quip about the Jets, and it reminds you how much you hate the Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah. No, and you're right about that. Like, sometimes the past will jump out at you, and you're like, oh, I hate that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I hate all three teams, which is very, very healthy.
But not equally.
But for the Bills to get to number one, this is when you know the Jets have arrived. For the Bills to get to number one, how about the Jets battle them for the AFC East? Like, a real battle for this division.
Right.
And I'm not predicting that's going to happen by any stretch.
Well, here's the thing.
But that's how you make it happen.
I would argue that for the Bills fans, so let's think about where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Their most hated rival is nobody in the East, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, right now, yes.
Because, because they can't get past them.
And
they feel blocked by the Kansas City Chiefs.
But also, you're 1,000% right. The other thing you have to mention is that the division sucks so badly. Why would you hate a division rival when you're stomping them?
I agree. So my point, just to draw the parallel, the Bills fans hate the Chiefs. Just any random, it's not division related, any random team. They hate the Chiefs because the Chiefs block them. The Jets aren't being blocked by the Bills.
They're being blocked by themselves.
Exactly. And so the only thing you can think back to is not being blocked, but being dominated.
Yeah.
And that was the New England Patriots. That's why the Patriots are running away with your poll.
I get the Patriots because the Dolphins and the Patriots go back and forth. And I think the main reason that the Dolphins will pop their head every once in a while is that there are Dolphin fans in New York and they're all obnoxious. I mean, they really are.
Well, I mean, the owner lives in New York, so.
Okay. But that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, I'm just stating a fact.
But that's not the reason why there are Dolphin fans.
Of course not. I'm not even suggesting that.
Do you know why there are a lot of Dolphin fans
same
in New York?
Same reason that there are Cowboy fans. Because they were good in the 70s when television was in its infancy, at least sports on television was in its infancy.
I think there are two other reasons. Number one, Dan Marino, which I have respect for.
By the way, I saw Dan last week.
Oh, good.
Looking good.
I'm glad he's looking good.
Give you any isotoners?
No, my hands don't take care of him.
The other reason is because of Aqua. 8-year-olds love the color.
Oh,
and
no,
they're
no,
like,
no,
ooh,
no.
I love the colors. I'm going to be a Dolphin fan.
You're missing it.
This is
Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
The who? The her?
Kids that were our
age.
Yes. You had Dan Marino, and then when Ace Ventura came out, it took people that were Jet and Giant fans and said, I love the Miami Dolphins.
That movie was enormous.
Yes.
It was so popular.
No, I know, but I didn't think that turned people into Dolphin fans.
You're right about the aqua part of it.
Like, did Major League turn people into Indian fans? No. Let me help you out.
But you know what?
No.
Here's the thing. When I think about Major League, I almost forget it's about the Indians.
Oh, do you?
Yes. It wasn't necessarily about it. It could have been any baseball for any crappy baseball franchise in some small market that was trying to move to a big market. It wasn't necessarily Cleveland that you cared about. Whereas Ace Ventura, it was all about the Dolphin.
Yeah, and baseball, to be fair, there was a million baseball movies when you were younger, right? You had Major League, then your Rookie of the Year, the Cubs. Little Big League, the Twins. Major League Baseball always incorporated teams into the movies. Ace Ventura was so unique in that. Outside of Ace Ventura and then Little Giants playing the Cowboys, you didn't get NFL teams featured in a movie. And then that Aqua Blue hooks you in the midst of the Marino.
Even Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, it was just random.
It was a fake team.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Football didn't have ties to that. So when you see the Miami Dolphins above this major movie, I'm telling you.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to disagree. I guess I buy it. All I'm saying is there are Dolphin fans in our city. There aren't really Patriot fans. Like they're just from Boston.
I think it's too close.
What do you mean? Oh, geography-wise?
Yeah, geographically, it's too close.
Patriot fans are Red Sox fans. They're Celtic fans. They're close by because we're almost neighbors, but they're not your brothers and sisters. The Dolphin fan is. But yeah, my Twitter poll is saying it's overwhelming New England.
Yeah, but during that 70s period, I'm just telling you, you can't obscure that fact. They weren't good. The Pats, they weren't good during that time. In fact, they were horrible.
Mm. They did go to the Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears in 1985. That didn't help a little bit?
That was past it, I think.
Oh. All right.
I'm talking about the baby boomers.
Oh, the growth of the NFL fan in the late 70s, the Steeler, Cowboy, Dolphin fan.
Yeah, fair 100%.
Enough. I think they're all valid reasons on why these pesticides known as Dolphin fans have popped up everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.